Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How many of you have had your bedroom door removed as a kid for punishment?
Okay, that's insane. I've only seen this in Freaky Friday.
You slam that door one time and that's it. It's gone. It's PXY Morning's Moose Breezy Breeze with an all-new Parental Confidential this morning. How many listening have had this done to them as a kid? And how many parents listening today agree that this is an effective way of punishing your child? 585-252-9800. Let's go over to Katie's message that came in.
Katie
says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I think this was mentioned on your show a while back, and I heard Moose talking about his dad or someone doing this. Yes, I believe this was done to me at least once growing up. The issue is that our 15-year-old daughter will not stop slamming her bedroom door. When she gets up to use the bathroom at night, she slams her bedroom door on her way out and then back in. When she gets up in the morning or goes to bed at night, slams the door. Pretty much anytime she enters or exits her room, the door gets slammed. And it's her only door, none of the other doors in the house. It shakes the walls and frequently wakes everyone else up in the house. Her brother shares a wall with her, and our bedroom is directly above theirs. Well, we've asked her to be more mindful about it. And I know she forgets out of habit, but it all came to a head the other night. When she got up to use the bathroom, all four of us were woken up by the slamming. I have to be at work. I have to be up by 5 a.m. for work. And I've had enough of the broken sleep. And I came downstairs and I knocked on her door. She opened it and said, what?
Oh.
With such an attitude.
It took
a lot of self-control to not start yelling. The next day, my husband removed the door and replaced it with a bed sheet. Of course, she had an absolute meltdown, but we've had enough. My mother says I'm overreacting, but that's easy for her to say because she doesn't have to deal with it. I want to add that we completely respect each other's privacies, our privacy in our home, which is why we hung up a heavy sheet. My sister and mom are giving me such backlash for this, but any parent would do the exact same. I want to add, we don't have any plans in the near future to put the door back up. We've given her enough chances. I just want to hear from other parents to know if this is an effective punishment. Thank you. How many of you are with Katie on this one? Did she make the right move in replacing her 15-year-old daughter's door with a bed sheet? I mean, how many of you say no? That's a total invasion of her privacy, regardless of how many times she slams it.
It's literally insane, the text that we're getting right now. This person says, hey, Moose and Breezy, love the show. That teenager was me. At least her parents were considerate enough to put a sheet. Happened a long time ago, but I remember I just acted like I didn't care, and eventually I got used to it.
Oh, you care.
After that happened at my parents, they seemed disappointed that nothing really changed. After all, There were other doors in the house to slam.
Oh my God. This is hilarious. Spiteful.
This person says, replace it with a curtain. Problem solved. Boom. Done. Yeah, you could get a shower curtain. That way it's, you know, more accessible and open and close at your leisure. So it doesn't, and also it won't look as trashy. No offense.
I don't think it's, yes, it's the privacy, but it's the door that they want, because the door is really kind of keeping out the private conversations. You can't do that with a bed sheet. You can still hear everything going on with the phone calls. You know what I mean? And sometimes you want to talk to your girls in private.
Like this person says, privacy is a privilege. My daughter lost her bedroom door, and then she slammed other doors to the point where I took off those doors in the house as well.
Yeah, my
curtains cover doors. Mind you, it's just my daughter and myself living together.
I was 12 years old. I slammed that door once or twice. That was it. Dad came up, took it. Took it for a couple days. Yeah, can I ask you guys something?
So common.
When you take the door, where do you put it?
The basement.
Do you put it in the garage? Do you put it in the basement? Because you got to take the hinges off, but where does the door go? Everyone's got a spot.
I thought you just take the little, aren't they little like needles that you take, or like the rods that you take?
Yeah, off the hinge, yeah. Nancy says, interrupting everyone's sleep is unacceptable. You gave this girl plenty of opportunities to change her door slamming behavior, and she didn't do it. Leave the sheet up. All right, I'm going with leave the sheet up. That's one. Marking this down. Who else is here? Alicia says, good morning, guys. That's one way to cause trauma and mistrust in your child. Bad move on this mom's part in taking the door down. That's one way to cause trauma and mistrust in your child. Well, I think we know who's for gentle parenting on this one. Let's go to this person. We just recently had the same issue with my stepdaughter. Anytime she was told no, she went straight to her room and slammed the door. I say, good on these parents for their follow through. Leave the sheet up.
Yeah, this person says maybe she will learn her lesson. Honestly, there are some cases, I think this is like my MO as a child too, is I also just act out more.
You know, like, I think this is
just make their life like a living hell, to be honest.
That's how you got back at your parents?
I'm not saying like, I'm just saying that's kind of, people retaliate. People are stubborn.
I understand that, but this is a learning lesson to teach your kids how to control their emotions.
Maybe, or maybe they just go even farther off the deep end.
Because I'll tell you what, I had a hard time doing it when I got older. Put my foot right through the drywall, and then I had to cover it up with a poster.
That was very tough.
And my parents knew something was up, because no person ever keeps a poster that low to the baseboards.
Like, I want to make sure my ankles can see it. Right.
Let's go over... No, sorry. This happened to me when I was 14, and it's not okay, especially to do to a teenage girl who needs privacy during those years of her life.
She's a growing girl.
I think this was a total a-hole move by the parents. What exactly is the point of removing the door? The point is she was told to stop slamming it multiple times because she's waking up the entire family at 5 a.m., but she continued to do so, so they took the door down. Eaters. That's the point. Who else is here? Mike says, usually parents who remove their children's bedroom doors are controlling and abusive, and they don't give a single crap about their child's privacy. There's other ways to handle the situation. What are those other ways, Mike? Tell us.
Therapy.
Let's get to a couple more.
I'm under the notion that like there needs to be some system in place for her to earn the door back, because at that point you're just holding it over her head.
Right.
Like, you have to get to 50 points. You can get 2 points for taking out the trash. You can get 3 points every day you go without slamming a door, no matter how, you know.
You know what would really piss her off? Once a week, make her take the sheet down and iron it.
Right, of course.
Let me go over. Dave says, good for these parents. Anyone who disagrees that this was a bad move are obviously fans of gentle parenting. Actions have consequences, and kids need to learn how to express their emotions and handle their feelings without doing stuff like yelling and slamming doors. I really hope the parents put the sheet back up And I hope they're only doing this as a temporary measure. I get why they did it, but if that's her only privacy for years to come, then that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's only temporary. Like, when they choose to put the door back up is on them, but I doubt they're going to leave a bed sheet up for years to come. Not to mention, that's horrible for the aesthetics of the house.
No, it just looks very trashy.
Of course.
Why is there a shower curtain over your daughter's door?
Well, it's a long story.
I think it's a great move. Taking the door down in your own home because your kid keeps slamming it, it's such a flex. My house, my door.
It's not. See ya.
It's great. I wish I could take a door down off somebody's.
You go home and just start taking door downs. You're like, Tina, you acted up again.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages on this one. There's a lot of people on your side, Katie. And there's some people who are telling you that you're an abusive mom.
Yeah. But there's no in between.
No, there definitely isn't. It's PXY Mornings. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Put the sheet back up. Maybe in a year, maybe two. But at least, you know, make her iron it.
Connect with PXY Mornings. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thanks on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98PXY.
Benson Boone is coming to CMAC next Thursday, June 5th, for his show. And I got to tell you guys, last ticket drop for Ticket Tuesdays is going to be next week. I will be at the Dairy Queen in Webster from 6 to 8 o'clock, registering you guys to win Benson Boone. Get yourself
Absolutely.
A blizzard. Check out the new summer menu. 6 to 8 next Tuesday for Ticket Tuesdays for Benson Boone.
And they've been popping off.
Anyone make it down to the Lucky Flea this past Sunday morning? it's a very popular flea market. I'm very in tune.
Just discovered it.
I'm very in tune with what's going on in our city. But it's they moved locations. This is why I've never seen it.
Actually, I would argue that this is why you should have seen it, because it actually went closer to you.
Well, when though?
It was like last summer, and I think the summer before that as well.
Well, this past Sunday, they officially kicked off the season, making it, you know, they marked it as a significant milestone because it celebrated 5 years of operation.
Moose goes brand new.
I'm walking around the city Sunday and go, what is this? What is this? Look at all the vendors. People were smiling, all walks of life, and it's right down there at the Grove across from Parcel 5 where Bronca is and Unwind. They have all the tents set up there, and one of the co-owners of Lucky Flea, very excited with the new season, and says, we have so many amazing people that have so many awesome gems that they're storing all winter long, And then you come out here and everyone's excited to show it off to the people. They bring their best stuff. I got a nice coffee. There's food trucks everywhere. And I got to tell you, I had a ball. A lot of vintage stuff down there. I saw this t-shirt I really wanted. Had like a bunch of holes in it. I was like, I think $85 is a little rich for my blood.
Right. There's three holes and a stain. So it originally was like 20. Now it's 80.
I never understood the whole vintage thing. The thrift stores, like, I don't know. It's been used so much. It's like, you think you can cut me a deal here?
No. It's actually more expensive because it was used.
But I actually really loved it down there. So this is going to be every Sunday morning, and it goes all the way until October 27th, every Sunday. All right, 585-252-9800.
We'll go next weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I think I'm going to actually buy something this time. That is the number to text or call to get out all of your unpopular opinions this morning for There I Said It. You got a hot take? Let us know. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 PXY.
We love a hot take. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. I'm setting the timer. We have 7 minutes and
7 minutes in heaven.
Let's go. I'm gonna start this morning. I gotta tell you, your raisins are ruining a perfectly good dessert. There I Said It. You made a great cheesecake. Who told you to put raisins in it? You ruined it. What were you thinking? Stop doing that. Why are there raisins in a salad?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So bad. Don't get me wrong. I love a California raisin. Separately.
Stop throwing
it in dessert.
Raisins. Count me out for the raisins. Mine for today is this. I truly believe that the worst time to take a vacation is in the summertime. There, I said it. Why would you leave, especially if you live in New York, why would you leave and not cherish the, like, what, at this rate, it'll probably be 3 months that we have of just, like, warmth and bliss and joyfulness. I'm going to go on vacation and go somewhere else. Why?
We're going to Vegas in August.
Why?
Like, oh, God.
I just think it's a bad move. With that being said, I'm planning a vacation in August.
Yeah. I was in Arizona in the middle of August once for 2 weeks for work.
No.
It felt like a hot blow dryer on my face nonstop.
No.
That's the feel. I just can't understand why people want to live there. There's beautiful parts of Arizona. Don't get me wrong. But it's a horrible place to live.
Absolutely
I could not do
not.
It.
You Wasn't people's like center consoles like melting?
There was a lot of things melting in Arizona. The stoplights. You fall on your driveway, you get third-degree burns.
Correct,
people are making eggs on their dashboard. It's a little too hot.
It's a little too hot. No, it's a lot for sure.
This is no name, but they said coming from a personal experience, hairstylists should learn to keep their opinions to themselves. There, I said it.
That's literally their job. They double as therapists. It's
like bartenders, right?
I mean,
how do you keep your opinion to yourself as a hairstylist?
Right.
You're doing nothing but talking.
100%.
Tanya says, I wish we can all normalize not being obsessed with dogs. There I said it.
Yeah, no, that's been my vibe for many, many years. Not a dog girly. This person says, the new Lilo and Stitch movie wasn't as bad as people are saying it was. There I said it. I want to see it.
Is it Disney or Pixar? What is it?
It's Disney.
Who's Lilo?
Lilo's the girl, the little girl, the little Hawaiian girl.
Oh, I never understood.
Being raised by her sister.
I never understood what the movie was actually about.
I don't either. That's why I think I want to go see it again. I haven't seen it since I was like a child, obviously, but.
Oh, it's that old.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. But I mean, we know that this is Disney's MO. They're just remaking everything because they're running out of ideas.
That's what you gotta do it. Chris says, Gen Z makes me laugh. They are the first to scream boycott, but then go buy a $3 shirt made by some kids in a sweatshop. All right, said it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I can't disagree. They do love shopping on Shein. But then again, so do you.
I do. I can't afford it anymore, unfortunately.
Crystal says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. There I said it for today is some people honestly do not deserve second chances. And yes, I'm speaking about a certain person in my life, but I will not say who. Crystal, what's the tea?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's Cher. Oh, not Danielle weighing in. She says, yeah, I'll piggyback off of that. And I think Blake Lively is one of them. There I said it. She is a horrible human being.
Oh my God.
What's going on with Blake Lively? Everyone hates her.
Ryan Reynolds is not doing too well for himself either. But you become a product of your environment.
Just because she got in a fight with her co-star?
Yeah, that became a huge lawsuit. And they won't drop it. And it's gotten it's turned very ugly.
So what about the next movie?
Very ugly. What about it? They're never going to work together again.
That's so tough. And then the project falls apart beneath their fingertips.
Hollywood is an ugly place.
It's really bad.
And I'm not talking about all the defecation going on in the streets. I'm talking about behind the scenes. Let's go over to Jeff. Jeff says, if you're in your 30s and still have a spoiler attached to your vehicle, you should be embarrassed. Thank you.
What's that?
What's a spoiler? Yeah. What are you talking about? What do you mean, what's a spoiler?
Don't know.
The wing you put on the back of the car looks stupid. You know?
Like on the trunk?
Let me draw it real quick.
I don't know.
You got the trunk, you got the lights, right?
Yeah.
And then you got this dude that's...
like a wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so good. Thank you so much.
He goes on to say, you're not in Fast and Furious. You're just late for your desk job. There I said
is
it.
Is that supposed to make you go faster? What is it supposed to do? What is the point of it? Like drag?
It's statics. You gotta get the lift kit.
I don't understand.
This was me, okay? In high school, my father convinced me to not put a spoiler on my Chevy Blazer. Can you imagine what that have looked like? I agree, Jeff. The only thing the spoiler is doing is raising the rate of your insurance each month. That's all it's doing.
Oh, dear.
Right. I'm satisfied. Do you feel good?
I feel great.
I feel good.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.